Will the United States pick the next leader of Iran, or will the Iranian people pick the next leader?
I talked to the Crown Prince. He's got some ideas about transition. There will be no American boots on the ground. This is not Iraq. This is not Germany. This is not Japan. We're going to free the people up from a terrorist regime. And the goal is not only to help the Iranian people to chart a new destiny, to make sure no matter who takes over in Iran, no matter who it is, no matter who the people pick, they cannot become the largest state sponsor of terrorism. They can't fuel Hezbollah, the Houthis, and Hamas. They can't have ballistic missiles. They can't have a nuclear weapon. They will be out of the terrorism business. So the people will pick. As to the people, choose wisely. We want to be your friend. We'd like to have a good relationship with you going forward, but that is up to you. Now, what am I going to do next? When this regime can no longer threaten the region, I'm going to build on what I did with President Biden to try to get Saudi Arabia and Israel to normalize. If the fall of this regime would lead to normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel, the center of gravity for Islam is Saudi Arabia, the one and only Jewish state. If they could make peace and have a normal relationship because this regime fell, it would be historic. Taking the regime down is a big deal. Normalization between Saudi Arabia and Israel is a historic deal. That's where I'm going to spend my time and energy. To President Trump, you did something everybody talked about. You took Maduro down. Everybody talked about it. You did it. You took the Ayatollah down. Again, the goal of this operation is to make sure there will never be in Iran a state sponsor of terrorism to rain havoc on us and the region. That's the goal. I hope the people will choose wisely.